This is JIS News. Coming up, JAMPRO dismisses reports of involvement in Ponzi scheme. Jamaican scientists among experts receiving Zika training. And Sports Minister Olivia Grange calls for greater equality in sports. The details after this message.
JCDC, in association with the Chase Fund, presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting Deaf Dance Competition. April 5 to 29, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
Now the news. The Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, is asserting that an article published recently by news agency Caribbean News Now about its involvement in a Ponzi scheme is false. Speaking at a press conference Thursday, JAMPRO President Diane Edwards said the agency has written to the editor of the news agency requesting that the article be retracted.
Allegations that JAMPRO has any direct involvement in fraudulent investment, Ponzi, or bridge loan schemes are totally unfounded, detrimental to our good reputation, and must be retracted. JAMPRO handles investments in Jamaica against principles of pure investment and business professionalism. We facilitate investors and investment projects that we believe can add value to our economy and create wealth for our people for generations to come.
Ms. Edwards says further action will be taken if Caribbean News Now does not comply with the agency's request. She adds that JAMPRO is distancing itself from any business dealings with Boston-based businessman Mark Jones, noting that the agency has not garnered any benefits from his operations. Scientists from Jamaica are among several regional experts assembled in Vienna, Austria, for specialist training on how to rapidly detect cases of the Zika virus. The training will allow for the detection of the virus spread by the Aedes aegypti mosquito in as little as 3 hours. It includes practical and epidemiological simulations and aims to prepare national laboratories to quickly differentiate Zika from similar viruses such as dengue and chikungunya. Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, Yukiya Amano, who is on a 3-day visit to Jamaica, says the organization is providing portable equipment that will allow for rapid detection of the Zika virus in the field. Permanent Secretary in the Health Ministry, Dr. Kevin Harvey, says up to Wednesday, April 6, Jamaica had 5 confirmed cases of the Zika virus. No cure has been identified for the virus, declared a global public health emergency by the World Health Organization. Sports Minister Olivia Grange is calling on stakeholders in the sporting fraternity to join her in achieving greater gender equality in local sports. Citing a recent issue where a female student of Eltham High School in St. Catherine was prevented from playing on the school's cricket team due to her gender, Ms. Grange says incidents such as this are discriminatory against women and must be prevented from recurring across all sporting disciplines. The minister adds that outstanding female athletes, such as captain of the Victorious Women's T20 Cricket World Cup team Stephanie Taylor, will go undiscovered if similar discriminatory practices are allowed to continue.
We would not be here today celebrating this outstanding Jamaican woman. And I'm going to ask you all to lobby with us to ensure that that position changes. We must correct it as we open up the horizons for women. And as we talk about gender mainstreaming and equality, we are calling for justice for this little miss.
The minister was speaking at a welcome reception for Stephanie Taylor at the Norma Manning International Airport on Wednesday. And State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, has called on young men in society to strive to be positive leaders and role models. He says Jamaica is in need of strong male leaders to usher it into prosperity.
You can't lead the crowd if you follow the crowd. If you follow the crowd, you'll never be farther than the crowd. What people are looking for are complex problem solvers. People who can critically think. Young men who are creative, who are good at decision making, who are service oriented, who are able to negotiate, and who have emotional intelligence.
Minister Green was addressing the 6th form graduating class at Jamaica College recently, urging the youngsters to be careful in contemplating their future and career path. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.